How about the kind that's about an inch thick, and it's big and round, and you might cook it in a skillet?
Skillet bread?
Do you have that?
That's what we call, we just call it cornbread. I don't put it in a skillet and put it in the oven and bake it. Just cornbread, that's all we call it.
All right, what do you call the little ones that have, they might have a little bit of onion or green pepper in them? They're round, you cook them, you fry them in deep fat, and you eat them with fish or other seafood.
Oh, you mean hush puppies?
Yeah. How about something, have you ever had any kind that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens?
No. Have you ever heard of crackling bread?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's real good. You put crackling in it. You know what crackling is?
Yeah, from the hog.
Yeah.
Is that made with cornbread too?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Okay, have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Corn dog, but not a corn dodger.
Okay. What's a corn dog?
When you put a winnie inside of a bread, cook it in the bread.
Okay. We have them all the time, but I just want to ask you the tip. My mom puts a little stick in them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there are two kinds of bread. The homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store called...
light bread.
All right. Did you ever call it store-bought bread?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Sometimes you make a batter and you fry... oh, three or four of these at one time. You put syrup on them and butter.
Pancakes.
Okay. What do you call the things that hens lay?
Eggs.
And what do you call the inside part of it?
The, yolk.
Okay. And what color is it?
Yellow.
Would you ever call it the yellow of the egg?
Yeah. If I was talking to somebody who didn't... wasn't familiar. If I was talking to my little sister or somebody who didn't know what yolk meant.
Yeah. Okay. There's one way you can fix eggs where you get the water boiling, about this much water in a skillet or something, and you just drop, crack the egg.
Poached.
Sorry?
Poached eggs.
Yeah. Have you ever had them like that?
Yeah.
I like them. Do you have a name for what, for fat salt pork?
Boiling meat.
Mm-hmm. Do you boil it with greens sometimes?
Yeah. It's called, I can't think of a name on it.
You call it fat?
You can. I can't think of a name right now. Jaw meat or something. I think it's, somebody's a jaw of an animal. It's got the teeth and everything. Yeah, my grandmama cooks it on green beans and stuff.
With the teeth?
Yeah, it looks really awful. But it really makes the vegetable taste good. You know, like green beans turn to green.
Well, does she take the teeth out before she serves it?
Well, she don't serve the meat. She just cooks the meat in with the vegetables.
Oh, and then she takes the meat out.
No, she leaves the meat in, but she just don't eat it. She just, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. But the teeth stay in there,
too? Yeah.
She didn't bother to pick them out.
Mm-mm. I don't think you can pick them out. You know, probably break them.
Oh, they're probably... oh, because they're attached to the bone?
Right.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I was thinking. All right, what do you call the part of the hog that you eat for breakfast?
Bacon.
How about if you have a whole big piece of it that hadn't been sliced up yet? What's that called?
Slab.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of meat that you buy, would you ever call it smoked meat?
Yeah, smoked. Smoked ham. But
would you ever call bacon smoked meat?
Yeah.
Okay. Does smoked meat ever mean anything else? Besides bacon? You could just say smoked meat, like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.